A nice and tough workout today. What do you make of it?
It was very hot. Obviously, we're playing against a division above. I thought it was a thoroughly deserved victory. I thought we looked very fit. I thought we played with tenacious. I thought we had some good spells of good possession. I think we rushed it a little bit in the final third in the first half, but we still had chances. And then in the second half, I thought we looked very strong. And I'd say I thought we thoroughly deserved to win in the last 15 or 20 minutes, and we defended our goal as we do, and restricted them to no chances.
It's another good result against a team that play at a higher level. The wins against these teams like Gillingham today and Ipswich, they must give you so much confidence going into the new season.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I don't, you know, I've said from the beginning of the pre-season, this is not a pre-season to... The important thing was to win the games. I want to win all the games. And we didn't really have that attitude, I don't think, last summer. And this year, I think it had to change, and it has changed. And they are playing with and training, fully focused, and doing well.
All Barnet fans were delighted to hear that John Akinde has signed a new contract for another 3 years. He says that he can see this club going places. Is that a vision that you share, that you can really achieve something this season?
Yeah, I do. We've seen today another two young players playing in our team. The Kai in goal and Harry Taylor playing at right back. Harry's only 19, Kai's 18. Kai made a brilliant save in the first half. So, you know, we've also got Nana, who was set to play today. You know, Nana's a good player. We saw it at Crawley at the end of last season when he was outstanding. He was our best player that day. And then behind them, we've got more good young players. And if anyone that came to Staines last week would have seen two brilliant goals by Ryan Watson, brilliant midfield play goals. And then today, of course, Akpo going on and doing a great job for us down the left-hand side. Alex Nichols played up front, then he played out on the wide on the right. The players we've brought in are good players, and it's all credit really to the chairman to strengthen it and bring and add new players to the squad.
Eastleigh on Tuesday and then Oxford the Saturday after, and then the season kicks off. It's coming up quite fast now, but it's pre-season gone well, and do you feel you're ready for the start of the season now?
Yeah, I thought we was ready 3 weeks ago. As soon as I saw them when they came back, they were absolutely flying. They've all trained, obviously, all the way through the summer. The games we've played at full tempo, in each game we've played, there's been no let-up. You know, we spoke about the weather today, and I wanted to use the weather to our advantage, not disadvantage. I wanted it to be full on all the way through and attack them right from the first minute, right through to the last. We've seen today how fit our players are. And on Tuesday, all the players that didn't play today will play on Tuesday night down at Eastleigh. So I think all those players that have trained so hard behind the scenes that are not in that team that's played today deserve a chance to play. And then all the players that play today that are not playing at Eastleigh on Tuesday, they will also travel. So we'll have a whole busload of players all going in the same direction. And expecting a full-on committed performance and another win away from home.
And is the squad now formed fully, or is there going to be any more business done?
No more to be done. The chairman's made an improved offer to Graham Stack. So Graham's considering that over the weekend. And then we'll have a chat with Graham on Monday, and that situation obviously needs to be resolved. He's been a brilliant servant to the club. He's been a great help to me. The chairman's made him an offer, as I say, and then we'll see how that all unfolds on Monday.